the weekend.
Thank you. That's it for us. Have a great weekend.
No, we're just starting.
See you later.
We're
Bye.
Just starting today.
Bye. It was a great week.
Yeah, Kevin. We're just starting today.
Thank you for a great week.
Yeah.
What are you saying? I can't.
We're just starting for today.
Oh, no, he just said.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Right.
The weekend.
I mean, so it's Friday afternoon.
We are legally obligated to leave the building after he says that.
Is that true?
Yeah,
I didn't read that rule.
Oh, yeah, right here. See?
You have the contract
I
with
do.
You?
That's odd. Yeah, that part highlighted. All right, a couple of hours. I guess we can do it.
Yeah, we'll live.
And the party songs tonight.
Woo-hoo! The All Request Fest.
Yes.
Every Friday afternoon from 5 to 7.
That's always good.
Party songs that will get your weekend started right.
No matter what it is.
Don't request anything lame.
Yeah, nothing boring.
Correct.
Nothing your grandma would like. Unless you are a grandma, and that's probably okay.
You got off with just a warning.
I didn't. I really got in trouble.
I
didn't think we were going to talk about this.
I had a conversation today with the CHP.
Oh, no. Really?
How about that?
Did you?
Who knew?
Really? How fast were you going?
We'll talk about it.
I mean, you can be on the 405 going very fast.
Right? people are dumb on the show today.
We're starting to learn that that's true.
I don't know if you've heard about the Mexican Marathon.
No.
It's not a sex move. It's an actual thing.
Well, never mind. I don't care.
And what happened was crazy. It was crazy.
In the marathon?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Coming up. And also DoorDash. A story about DoorDash and spit.
Ew.
Coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
That is the new Guns N' Roses single that is called Perhaps. And Kevin, did you know that they are playing in Hollywood tonight?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. They're going to be in Hollywood. Big deal. Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, come on now. Why would you do that
to us? That's just lame. I mean, why? Serious, you're right.
That's why wrong. Indeed?
I apologize profusely.
All right, let's talk about DoorDash, shall we?
Okay.
Let's talk about, not necessarily DoorDash, but delivery people.
Yeah. How do you do it? I can't understand. You have to deal with so many idiots.
How do you do it?
Imbeciles.
Second of all, in Florida, oddly enough.
Oh, where Guns N' Roses are playing tonight.
There's a case where, let's listen to the report.
DoorDash delivery driver in Florida caught on camera spitting on a customer's order after dropping it off.
Blah!
Spitting three different times.
Blah!
First, he mumbles something.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then...
Nope.
That's so gross.
Nope.
Spitting in their food.
So, as I understand it, you can cut someone's head off for doing that, right?
Isn't true.
What the prescribed law is?
He does seem very aware of the Ring camera. I mean, he's looking at the camera.
Right.
While he spits. He's angry.
What's his reason?
Wow. A teen said he and his mother placed the food order last weekend. They believe the driver was upset about his tip, which led him to spit on the order.
Tip. You know, if you're a jackass and a loser who gets so upset you spit on someone's food, you don't deserve a tip. There's no way anything you've ever done earns you a tip.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
In an email sent to the teen, DoorDash said that driver would not be delivering orders for the company moving forward.
That is something.
I'll be picking up my own food, I think.
Yeah, right.
In the future.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, he knew the camera was looking right at him.
Didn't bother him. Yeah.
That makes it worse, right? He knew he was being watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy's not stable.
Well, and he's in Florida. He's not stable.
That guy's not stable.
Not stable. Stomp on the food or something.
But you would do it without...
Not on the camera. Exactly.
Them.
Yeah.
And even if you're going to spit in the food, don't you do it without telling them?
Well, I don't want my head cut off, and I know that is the law.
I don't think that's the law in Florida
pretty
yet.
Sure. Oh, I see.
I don't think so.
Just FYI, it is here, everyone. Just so you know. Do you know that version? You ever heard
Keep
that
going.
One? Oh, no. I did. I wasn't doing anything. I was listening.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man?
11,000 runners disqualified for cheating during the Mexico Marathon.
11,000?
Yes.
How many were running altogether?
30,000.
Wow.
So it's over 1 in 3.
Damn near half. Damn near.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. Why? Disqualified for what?
Let's see. It says for cutting out sections of the 26.2-mile course. Marathon cheating is not exactly unheard of, which is a shock to me. Because it seems like it's well organized.
Oh, well, generally.
And it would be hard to cheat.
Here it is.
And also, it seems like.
Track your ass.
People who try to do the marathon are doing it for the challenge?
Yes, because you're not going to be the winner even if you cut some out. You're not going to be the number one or in the top 10.
Right, so it becomes about finishing.
What's the point, I guess, to just say, hey, I did it and have some sort of proof?
But there was an Australian ultra marathoner runner, Josiah Zarkruski, who was accused of using a car. During a race.
Oh, you're not allowed to use a car?
Or
damn.
If you could use a car, I could run a marathon. Or Kelly Agnew, who allegedly had hid in public toilets to avoid running several laps. What is happening? However, this year's Mexico City Marathon may have set a new record for the highest number of disqualifications.
I should think probably worldwide. Who's ever? What's the point?
It happened on August 27th. The investigation began when organizers received several complaints regarding runners using cars, public transportation, and bikes. Public train? What do you get on a bus?
And then who has to go through all of these and go, you're disqualified, you're disqualified? Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Well, here's what they did. When checking data on the 5-kilometer tracker that monitored whether participants passed through all sections of the marathon, they found that thousands of runners had not actually completed the entire event.
So I'm wondering, how long have they had that? You know, the trackers. Maybe that's fairly new. That's why you can't really do it here. Maybe they've always done it. And if it's new there, they're just getting caught for the first time.
They've been trying to catch them. In 2017, 6,000 runners were stripped of their finishing medals.
Jeez.
They had finishing medals.
Oh, really?
6,000 of them were taken back.
You didn't do it. You're a liar, man.
This year, more than double that. 11,000 runners.
What's the point?
I can't imagine. I always thought the point of running a marathon. I'm not a runner. I don't care about
too
finishing
much work.
A marathon.
I have a friend who does it every year here in L.A. Yeah, she is.
Does she take a bus?
No, man. She works her ass off.
Because that would be easy if you took a bus.
She is so thin, runs all the time. We always call her fat ass as a result. But she, you know, I mean, that's like you say, it's like it's a thing. I mean, it's not like she's, you know, proud of it and she shows us her medals when she comes over or whatever. It's just
it's more of a personal challenge type.
So why would you lie about it?
I don't know.
Stupid.
1 in 3.
God.
It's just insane.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
That's not being too judgmental, is it?
Now, we'll be honest. We do these stories so we feel better about ourselves. Because we're not this guy.
Okay.
Canadian man busted for swimming across the border to steal gun from American pawn shop. His name is Jeremy Wallace.
Oh, man.
He had a wetsuit, fins, and a crossbow pistol strapped to his back.
Now, see, that's a Canadian. He's prepared. He's really got it thought out. It's actually kind of smart in a weird way.
Plunged into a river dividing the U.S. and Canada, swam across it, then walked 16 miles.
Wow. Sadly, because if you want a gun, you just come on down to America.
Into town to find the nearest pawn shop where he could steal a gun.
Steal it. I mean, he's got all of this gear. Sounds like he's got some cash. Why didn't he just buy? Well, I guess because he's not a U.S. citizen.
He was unable to buy one legally in Canada.
Sure, of course. Or anywhere else.
So he came to the U.S. He's 24 years old, lives in Ontario, and he swam across the St. Clair River into Michigan on September 6th around midnight because he was not eligible to purchase a gun in Canada.
Wow. And then he takes it back. I hope it doesn't get wet.
He told police he intended to swim back to Canada with the firearm once he stole it.
But he got caught? How did he get caught?
The gun store, a pawn shop owner said that he was acting super weird.
Hey, I'm just here to steal a gun, eh?
And he grabbed the gun and ran from the guy.
Oh my God.
Like the guy was like, I don't know. I'd like to see some ID or some kind of.
Yeah.
And the guy just grabbed the gun and ran. It was a 22 pistol.
All of that work. 16 miles swimming so far.
In a wetsuit.
In a wetsuit. He had so much going on. And then his last idea is grab it and run.
Right. You don't have a better plan than
that?
Dude. And if that's what you're going to do, can't you just steal a gun in Canada?
Right, thank you. There's one or two up there. Not a lot.
They have pawn shops there. I checked.
What were you trying to pawn?
There are pawn shops there. I'm just saying.
Where are you going to Canada to pawn, dude?
Why do you swim across a river and hike 16 miles?
Well, I mean, where there are mountains and mountains of guns is where you go if you want a gun, I suppose.
You're missing the point. The guy stealing a gun, you can steal one in Canada.
He must have been so exhausted he just couldn't think straight anymore. He's like, I'll just take it. Just take it.
Give it to me. And he got caught, and they checked his house, and all he had was a bunch of ammunition.
He could just throw it at people.
He literally didn't have
until
weapons.
Until he stole the gun.
He just had ammunition.
Going to throw ammo.
He's going to throw bullets
Ow!
At people.
Ow! Stop it! Hey! Stop throwing those at me!
You've hit me now 50 times! Stop it!
Stop it, eh?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy almost weekend to you, man.
Correct.
I'm so happy.
Very excited.
Oof.
Yesterday I was driving home.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was this morning I was driving home from appointment that I had.
This morning?
All right, it was 3 weeks ago. No. It was this morning I was driving home and I was in the carpool lane.
Okay.
Because I have an electric motor vehicle.
Right.
And I saw a CHP car pull in behind me as I was driving. Yeah, and I was like, son of a bitch.
How fast were you going?
I wasn't speeding. I was going the speed limit.
Which is what? I don't even know. 65? Is it? Okay.
You couldn't go faster than that. There were too many cars.
Sure. Okay.
So he's behind me. And I think I'm not speeding. I wonder what. And then he pulls up next to me.
I hate it when they do that.
And he's looking in my car. And I know he must be looking for a second person because I'm in the carpool lane.
Sure.
But I think I have an electric car.
And you didn't have the blow-up doll that you usually carry with you.
I didn't. I was very nervous.
Where is she?
For some reason, I thought, play cool. Just play it cool.
I mean, no matter what, I'm always thinking, even if I don't have anything on me, I'm not speeding, I'm not doing anything.
You speak to yourself and you say, play cool.
Just be cool, man.
So the guy gets behind me, turns on his lights, and pull all the way over all six lanes or whatever. And
right.
He comes up, and I take out my license.
Sure. Now, I always have my license registration. I'm like, here, just can we just get on with this?
I think that helps.
It does, I think.
I think that's a good tip, because there was one other time that I had my license out, and the cop actually said, I'm going to let you off with a warning. And by the way, it's really nice that you had your license
really?
Out. And I was like, oh, interesting. And I don't know that that's a thing.
Can't
just
be anything better than, I mean, when you're in that situation as a cop, you don't want someone rifling around and you pull a gun, man.
Yeah, maybe.
So, you know, just to have it there. Already and had it in out. Hand. And I always have my registration, too. And I'm like,
and I had it out this time. Up, and he brother? Said, you know why I pulled you over? And
I hate that question.
And I said, no.
Because you're a dick. Because you're bored?
I'm glad I didn't say either of those.
Trick question, man.
He said because you don't have the sticker on
your
car. Yeah,
that's what I was wondering. I was going to ask. I mean, I thought they didn't
have
to
anymore. I don't
even
know about the sticker.
Yeah, you know, they're so ugly, and it, like, ruins your paint, and it looks like crap, but it's a little...
They say,
you know,
clean air or something?
Yeah, and HOV access.
Oh, is that what it says?
You're supposed to put them on either side of your car. It always looks like crap.
I don't want to put them on both sides of my car.
On the other hand, if it's going to keep you in the carpool lane, I'd be like, yeah. Although they've ruined that because of those things. If it was just people that are carpooling, it would still be an open lane. But there are so many exceptions to the rule now that it's just a stop to everything else.
So I say, they didn't tell me I needed a sticker, which was true.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, I'll just give you a warning.
Huh.
Just contact the DMV
Every
and get a sticker.
Every time I've said, even when it's honest, oh, I didn't know. He's like, that's no excuse. I hate your guts, is what they usually
say. Well, I think there's a difference between you and me.
I guess.
And that's that you hate people.
Look at this punk.
You
Look
hate
this
people.
Jackass.
And they can smell it on
sure.
you.
Sure. I think you're right.
I don't know.
Got off with a warning.
So
I'll tell you the one
that's
time.
The topic. 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
You got off with a warning. Do you think it was anything that you did?
You were amazed. Well, two times, actually. I remember the very first time I was going for a job interview at a radio station when I was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
I was racing there, so I didn't know how far it was. And he was just so amazed that I was actually going for a job. And he asked me questions about the station because he knew the town. It was
really?
In Prescott, Arizona. Yeah, and he's like, all right, well, you got plenty of time. You don't need to speed. And I'm going to let you go.
Wow, that's cool.
It was amazing. And then the other time, he was just about to write up a ticket.
You didn't have the seething hate that
I
you
didn't.
Have
I was
now
still young, yeah.
For humans.
And the other time, he was about to write the ticket, and then my wife noticed that he had a KROQ sticker on his flashlight, and she pointed to me, just kind of, you know, like, hey, look, look. I was like, oh, so you like K-Rock, huh?
You pulled that.
I did.
You
and I got out of the ticket.
Bitch.
It was
did
like
you?
A speeding ticket or something, some big thing. And he's like, whatever, man. Just get out of here. Just slow down.
I mean,
I was
I
like,
think,
yes!
I think in my particular case, today. Mm-hmm. He knows that my car does belong there.
Yes.
I just don't have the current sticker or whatever it is.
Sure.
I'm not driving there illegally.
Where are you supposed to even get that sticker?
He said from the DMV. You're supposed to get it from the DMV.
So you go stand there for 3 years.
Probably.
And finally get a little sticker and ruin your paint job. That'll be neat. It'll look like crap.
When I was younger, I was going to have my friend Lightning make those stickers up and put it on the back of my car because I was like, nobody knows
Great, horrible, naughty idea. I love it.
And everybody that I worked with was going to call the CHP and turn me in. Sons of bitches. So I couldn't do it.
So loved.
All right. So you off with just a warning. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about you got pulled over.
You got pulled over.
Just a warning.
You're sure you're going to get that ticket, but they let you go.
How'd you do it?
Yes, sir. There's been I was prior military, and anytime I get pulled over, I usually have my military ID on top of my driver's license.
Ah.
And each time, the cop has been prior military. And they make fun of me like, oh, I can't give a Navy guy a ticket. Or,
sweet.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're in the Navy. So that's been my story.
I got to say, man, that's fine. That's well-deserved.
Agreed.
I mean, if there's any, like, you know, benefits out there like that, you all deserve it.
You should take advantage of it.
Yeah, right on.
Thank you, sir.
Right on, man. Take care. Thanks for calling in. Hello, KLOS.
So one time, I'm heading out from my lady's place over in Castaic, and I hired patrol in the fast lane. He was moving faster than the traffic that it was going. It was like 50, 45 miles per hour. So I go behind him. Actually, it was her. And I start trailing her the whole time to get through traffic. And she pulls me over and goes, "What are you doing?"
I'm riding in your wake.
That is a really great question.
Clearing the way.
I'm like, I'm trying to get through traffic. Yeah. She's like, you're still pretty close. And I was like, I thought it was about a car length out. I was like 22. I was trying to play dumb.
Right.
She looks in that backseat. There's popcorn, trash, everything everywhere. She's like a rat dad back here. I just got back from a kickback. They all decided to thrash my car. She goes, don't be an idiot. Don't be tailing a cop.
And then she let you go?
Oh, she let me go. I was like, wow, I got away with that?
Amazing.
That is crazy.
That's awesome. It helps to be 22, I think, sometimes, too.
Sure.
Those days are
sometimes
long.
Sometimes it helps, sometimes it hurts.
That's true. Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. So I had my 2-year-old son in the back seat. I made a U-turn where I always make U-turns, and all of a sudden, woo, behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Pull over in the parking lot, and I tell my son, you are going to meet a real live police officer. Aren't you so excited? So I rolled down the window, and immediately the police officer came up, and my little buddy just played right in, and he's like, hi, police officer.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Use your kids' acting. I like it.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. And then, so he just gave me a warning, and then he walked off. I was like, hey, buddy. Tell him, I love you. He's like, I love you, police officer.
Phenomenal. That's the best.
Well played. Well played.
All right, I'm going to have a kid. That's it. We're having children.
I'm not sure that's the only reason.
Nope, it's a done deal.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Awesome.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks. 818-955-KLOS.
You got off with just a warning. Got pulled over today for not having the right bumper sticker on. Driving in the fast lane.
Yeah.
Showed a little cleavage, got right off. No. No, but I did get off with just a warning.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That is the topic. You got off with just a warning?
About 100 years ago, if it's so long ago that when you got pulled over, you get out of the car.
Oh, wow. That is a while ago.
Yeah, well, I had a hot Camaro with a lot of Go Fast parts on it.
Bitchin' Camaro.
It was very bitchin', and we got up to the desert to go shooting. And then we had some beers, and then we decided to drive home. So I had rifles in the back of my car and beer bottles all over the floor.
1970s ruled.
And I got pulled over going 135.
What the? How did you get out of this?
Yeah.
I told my friend, I said, are you okay to drive? Because I think I'm going to jail. He says, yeah. So I get out of the car, and the oldest highway patrolman, I couldn't believe, this guy looked like he was 90. And he says, are you going a little fast back there? And I said, I was going to say I was just blowing it out. And I said, well, I was just, he says, blowing out the motor.
Oh!
He knew I was going to say that.
Oh, he did.
He said it. So I thought, well, I'm screwed now.
Right.
Pulled out my license. And my dad's business card was adjacent to my license, and he was a retired L.A. cop.
Right. Ah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's unbelievable with guns and alcohol and 135.
The 1970s, man.
He goes, were we drinking? I go, no, we would never do that. And he literally slapped me on the back and told me, just take it easy.
Wow.
Just take it easy.
Wow.
And he let me go.
Wow.
And then he said,
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far and I can't hear too good.
He probably couldn't have shot me if I ran.
That'd be the kind of, that's the best cop to pull you over, man.
Yes,
that's
ideal. Like
thanks, dude. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, a little getting off easy, huh?
Yep.
As it were. If you
got off with a warning.
Back in the 80s, and that was my mom's little RX-7, and we had drugs in the car, and we were going to a Journey concert. And I left. We got a fight with our girlfriends, and I spun the tires out, went sideways, and guess who's coming the opposite way?
Yep,
right,
that's
of course.
Duke's a hazard. Mm-hmm. He flips the bitch in the gravel, comes back, pulls me over. I said, split the of the seat, right? So my buddy put it on the seat. I said, he was shaking like a leaf on a tree, both of us were. I get out. He did the test on me, and he says, I'm going to give you a ticket for reckless driving, right? I was just about ready to sign the ticket, and guess what happened?
What?
Somebody else had a head-on collision at another location, and here comes his backup, like Duke's a hazard with a railroad track. Boom! I looked at him like, I think you got to go. He goes, yeah. So he just said, take it home.
Damn.
Wow, it. You're lucky.
Lucky, oh, lucky, lucky. Oof. Wow.
Just talking about this right now gets my heart rate up.
Sure.
And my buddy talked about it every time.
Sure. Wow.
Wow, you're so lucky. Wow.
That is amazing. Right on, man. Yeah. Thanks for calling, dude.
Thank you, man. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You got off with a warning?
No, I got pulled over by the Cypress Dale bus.
By the what?
The Cypress Dale bus. The van that was taking the prisoners to jail, and the guy pulled me over, but they don't have a ticket book.
Oh.
That's hilarious. So they couldn't have given you a ticket.
They just shook their fist at you and like, hey, you want to be in the bus with us someday?
Well, I ought to.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You got off with just a warning?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You got off with a warning?
You didn't get a ticket like you expected to?
Yeah. When I was 22, 23... we were in a Toyota Paseo. It's a little two-door small car, five deep. Two people in the front, three people in the back. I'm pretty sure we've all got weed and pipes in our pockets. We're going to make a left-hand turn under a freeway pass. And the left-hand turn, you got to make a U-turn to get on the freeway. But it's a short little curb, and I'm in this Paseo, and it's been green. And I'm like, what's going on? And I'm only looking forward. I just yank the wheel left because I can see there's no oncoming traffic. And I go, I'm jumping this, and I start going almost head-on with a CHP lady that's parked there. She's got her arms up next to her car saying, what are you doing? And I'm just there wide-eyed, just grabbing the wheel, and you could hear her coming towards me, there's a bomb threat. What the hell are you doing? And I roll down my window. She looks in at all of us, and she's like, get out of here right now. I don't want to see you again today.
Wow,
but
nice.
Right before she said that, I'm like, I'm not from here. She's like, she looks in the seats and she's like, get out of here. I don't want to see you again today.
That is amazing that not only you didn't get a ticket or get arrested or anything, you also didn't get blown up.
No. Hell no.
You could have been blown up.
It is Friday, yes.
Yeah! 955 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 955 KLOS.com.
Got my lead, man.
is Southern California's rock station.
Man.
And this is
Kevin
and Slugger.
Who's that guy talking?
That guy's trying to talk.
What's he out about, man? Why did he shut up, man? Just want to do a little partying.
It is our all-request fest. What song will kick off your weekend perfectly?
Yeah. Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on social media.
At Kevin and Slugger. It is the all-request fest on 95.5 KLOS.
I'm liking that more and more, the new Rolling Stones.
Same.
Tim said, hey, that really is a good song, man. Can you play it? I guess we can. So. Mm-hmm. Well done, Tim. Hello, KLOS.
Hey,
it's our all-request fest.
Is it possible to hear Ogre Battle by Queen?
I think it might be. It's possible.
All right, never heard of it before, but let's give it a try.
We're checking with the troll that lives under the bridge.
All right, buddy.
Who are you?
Matthew.
And now who are you?
Roger.
Well done, Roger. KLOS, hello.
Oh, my goodness. Did I make it through?
Yes, you did. Bing, 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 bing.
This is so cool.
Who are you?
My name is Frank. Are you doing the just got a warning thing?
Oh, no. We're looking for all request fest. Damn it. It's all over.
You were so happy.
Yeah. That blows.
We were talking about you got off with just a warning, but now it's our all request fest.
Have you got a song you want to hear to start the weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Shoot, I don't. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
That sucks. Well, at least you got away from a cop one time. That's a good thing. We'll play Jane's Addiction for you. We'll play Stop, which they didn't say to you, apparently.
You guys are awesome. I listen to you every day. I'm a pizza delivery guy, so pop a song.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, man.
Frank, Stop, in the name of the law.
Oh, how you doing?
Good. It's our all-request fest.
How about some Rush?
Yeah, anything in particular? Driven. Which one?
Driven.
Yeah, cool. Who are you?
I am Tim from Menifee.
It's our old request fest. Hey, guys, how about Wildflower by The Cult? And a big hello from the beautiful, warm city of Coachella.
Who's that from?
That is from Jimmy Diaz.
Jimmy Diaz, that's a hell of a good idea. You got it.
Jimmy Diaz with the request for The Cult. Hell yeah.
Pretty strong.
By the way, the All Request Fest is happening thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. They're celebrating their 300-car giveaway with a 2023 Rolls-Royce Ghost October 2nd. Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter.
We have about an hour and a half left of the All Request Fest. 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you. It's our All Request Fest.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. I've been getting pushing buttons on me all day long by this guy at work who doesn't like me.
All right.
But we're not permitted to strike coworkers, so Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Oh, so tomorrow night he's in trouble.
Yeah, he is.
It is our All Request Fest. That is Slayer for James and Tustin.
It is Friday. I'm so damn happy. We still got a little time to get in some requests. Hello, KLOS.
Can I still request a song?
Yes, you can. Indeed.
I would love to hear some Ronnie James Dio. How about Holy Diver?
You got a deal. Deal struck.
Got a deal on Dio.
Awesome. That's a great way to start the weekend. Thanks, guys.
That is the All Request Fest, and that is for Mariah on Twitter.
I love that one, Fox on the Run. By the way, we lied to someone. We said we had cursed female in here. Turns out we have cursed male porno for pyros. So, dude, if you're waiting for that, I'll bring it in next week. We'll play it next week. I do that a lot, actually. I have to go get a proper copy. I got about an hour left. If you got something you want to hear, 818-955-KLOS.
Happy Friday. Let's make some noise. Friday.
Let's make some noise. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
How about Ozzy Osbourne?
Wow, actually, amazing timing. I've actually got War Pigs sitting right here.
Well, I'll be damned.